Kashmir has enjoyed a tourist surge this year, despite the ongoing conflict in the region claimed by both India and Pakistan. The fields along the main highway outside Kashmir's summer capital, Srinagar, are dotted with small purple and orange flowers, from which the spice saffron is harvested to use in cooking and in dyes. As laborers bend over baskets to pluck the blossoms, a handful of tourists gathers to take photos of the charming country scene. Jagdish Sate, a civil servant from Bombay, brought his family to Kashmir. He says he is not afraid of the ongoing insurgency.
Kashmir is heaven on the earth. It is a part of India, an integral part of India. So that is not the question. We had a love for Kashmir. We know we wanted to see it, and this is the right time to come over here. In the coming days, more and more tourists will come because the militants are losing their grounds now.
It may not be that simple. Islamic militants in Indian-controlled Kashmir have waged a separatist campaign against Indian troops since 1989, leading to the deaths of more than 60,000 people. Nor is fighting confined to remote parts of the countryside. Insurgents have killed 3 people and wounded 50 more in 2 attacks on a government office in central Srinagar in the past month. Both the attacks took place in broad daylight. Despite the continued violence, tourism in Kashmir is on an upswing. State officials say more than 64,000 Indian tourists and 800 foreign tourists visited Kashmir by June of this year. That is 6 times the number of tourists who visited during the same period the previous year. They have come to enjoy mountain treks, horseback riding, or simply to stay in one of the hundreds of houseboats on the misty shores of the sprawling Dal Lake.
Imagine
56-year-old Lhasa has worked as a boatman on Dal Lake for the past 40 years. Visitors willing to rise before dawn can charter Mr. Lhasa's gondola to go to a floating vegetable and flower market where farmers gather in canoes on the water to sell their goods to local shopkeepers. Even though this year has brought more visitors, Mr. Lhasa says the numbers still do not compare to before the insurgency began.
We were working only a few months, about 6-7 months in a year, and we were earning enough money for all over the year. Our children was going on the good schools for the educations. And these days, very few tourist people, those are the Indian tourist people, very few foreigners coming here on these days.
Still, Mr. Lhasa counts himself lucky that he has a job that earns him enough money to support an extended family, when many of his friends, he says, are unemployed. Some say the push for jobs, combined with a resurging tourism industry, may create its own momentum for political change. Mahbooba Mufti is the head of the People's Democratic Party, part of a coalition running Kashmir state government. She says once people in the service sector see the money they can make through tourism, that will keep the tourists safe and militants at bay.
The message goes clear to the militants that the local people are getting benefited by this, so if we try to disturb them, if we try to play with their livelihood, then whatever sport left is also going to go. They will not be tolerated.
In the meantime, Kashmir remains a largely undiscovered holiday retreat for those who do not mind taking a little risk for their reward. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, Srinagar.